Welcome into this place. Welcome into this broken vessel. You desire to abide in the praises of your people. So we lift our hands and we lift our hearts and we offer up this praise unto your name. Welcome into this place. Welcome into this broken vessel. You desire to abide in the praises of your people. So we lift our hands and we lift our hearts as we offer up this praise unto your name. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. And so, most gracious and heavenly Father, we welcome you into this place. For we understand, according to your word, that we are not our own, but that we were purchased, we were with a price, this body. Our mind, our soul does not belong to ourselves, but it belongs to you. And not only do my soul belong to you, but my body belongs to you, my mind belongs to you, my life belongs to you, my hope belongs to you or is in you, my future, the way forward, the plans for my life, Lord, belong to you. And so I surrender to you and I welcome you into this place, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. As we begin the second day of a new year, God, I want to say thank you for bringing us into the new year safely. For many, oh God, went out and went about their business on December 31st, but millions, God, probably did not make it, Lord, but I'm grateful and I'm thankful that I was one of the ones who did. And I'm grateful that you woke me up this morning in my right mind. I'm grateful, oh God, that you allowed me to have the use and activity of my limbs. God, you blessed me with a reasonable portion of life, health, and strength. And, Lord, for that I am grateful. Lord, I'm grateful, God, that you allowed me to see a brand new day. And this brand new day, God, is filled with brand new mercies, brand new favor, brand new plans that you have for my life. Because you're not a repeat God or you're not a God of leftovers. But, Lord, you said, behold, I will do a new thing, God. And, Lord, I'm grateful, God, that you're willing to do a new thing. new thing in me. Thank you for the very air that I breathe. Thank you for the use and activity of my limbs. God, thank you for life and life that more abundantly, Lord. With gratefulness in my heart, Lord, I declare again, welcome into this place, Lord, this vessel that belongs to you. God, I ask that you would come to more and have your way in me right now in the name of Jesus, that, Lord, I won't carry those old things that hinder me in 2017 with me into 2018. Lord, I bind everything that's unlike you, Lord, that tries to drag us down and cause us to not be fruitful, cause us not to be effective, cause us to be slothful. Lord, I lay aside those things right now, Lord, and I rebuke them, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that they cannot come with us. They cannot come towards greater. God, they cannot come towards our higher places. Oh, God, the greater anointing. Oh, God, the closer walk with you, God. Those things are not welcome to come with us. Oh, God, but I'm welcoming you right now, God, for you to come the more and have your way and fall afresh on us and empower us with your spirit and move afresh and fall afresh and renew our hearts and renew our minds and renew our souls right now, Lord, because you are the best thing yet that ever has happened to me. And you're what I need, God. Your power, your might, your spirit, your way, your truth, and God, your life. And so with gratefulness in my heart, Lord, again, I say welcome into this place as we yield to you. For the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And, Lord, we want to, as we begin to walk into and press into 2018, Lord, I want to go in the right pathways, and I want to walk the right way. So Lady O reminded us on Sunday that we have to watch how we walk because there's power in walking. Power, God, because it brings about life, because we allow, when we're moving, Lord, we allow things, our body to function properly, oh, God, and it brings health, it brings strength, it brings about life, Lord, but not just in a physical way, but we want you to guide our footsteps and help us to walk right in our spiritual life as well. For your word tells us that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And not only are his steps ordered by the Lord, but your word says that that man that steps are ordered, he delights in your way. God, he delights. He doesn't complain about where you're leading him. He's not complaining about the situations that are coming his way in life. He's not worried about what the enemy may try to throw up against him because his steps are ordered by the Lord. Lord, I ask you this morning that, Lord, as we enter into this new work week and this new school week in 2018, that you would order our footsteps, Lord. How we begin the year, oh God, will show how great our year is going to be. And I understand that we may have some trials and we may have some tribulations, Lord, but when we enter a year, we enter something new properly. Lord, when somebody comes to the house and they say hello and they do all greetings, Lord, it makes the place feel welcome. Lord, when they enter into a place and they just go sit down and not speak to anybody, God, it sours the mood. It sours the environment. And when the environment is soured, Lord, it's hard to overcome it. Lord, we don't want to come into the year ungrateful. We're not coming into the year unthankful. Lord, we're not coming into the year without telling you and giving you the glory and the honor that you are deserving of, but we are entering into this place, this year, this time, God, with thanksgiving in our hearts. And Lord, we ask that you would order our footsteps right now, Lord, that we may walk the path and go to the journey that you have for each and every single one of us, Lord. Greater is upon us. And Lord, we can't get to greater. We cannot achieve greater. Lord, we can't go towards greater without you ordering our footsteps. So Lord, lead, guide, and direct us, and order our footsteps right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, help me to bridle my tongue. Help me to think on those things that are lovely. God, help me to have a great outlook on life. Lord, in every area, on my job, Lord, in my home, God, in my relationships, Lord, I need your direction, and I need your focus, and I need your way. So, Lord, come the more and have your way even now in me and create a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within me, God. And I want to say thank you for allowing me to exhibit or to experience newness today.
You said if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. And not only are we entering into a new year, but Lord, you have new goals. You have new aspirations. You have new plans for us. And Lord, you don't want old things to be carried into the new. And so, Lord, you told us in your word to remember not the things of old. Oh, God, because you're willing to do a new thing. God, don't hold on to those old failures. Don't allow us to hold on to those old shortcomings. Lord, don't allow us to hold on to those old ways and those old thoughts that led us astray, that failed us, that caused us not to be effective and not be fruitful in this life. Lord, help us to let go of those weights and those sins that will easily beset us, Lord, because there is a race, God, that you have for us this year, and greater is yet upon us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, and we're walking into our greatness, Lord, even in our jobs, we're walking into our season of greatness. God, in our homes, we're walking into our season of greatness, in our marriages, in our relationships, oh God, in our finances, Lord. We are walking and marching and pressing into our season of greater, and Lord, we don't want to fail you because we don't want to fail ourselves. So welcome into this place. Shape us and mold us into the images, into the vessels, into the people that you need for us to be. You desire to abide in the praises of your people. That's where you desire to be. So, Lord, help us to offer unto you the sacrifice of praise. Even right now, from the fruit of our lips, I'm grateful, Lord, of that our New Year's Eve we spent celebrating you, thanking you for your goodness, testifying about how good you've been, how many ways you've made, even though 2017 may have been a tough year, Lord. But look where you brought us from. It could have gone another way. But, Lord, you said not so, and you told us to live and not die. And so as we closed out 2017, we had no sad faces. We had no frowns. We had no sob stories. But, Lord, we proclaim that you are still God and that you still reign and that you still high. So we enter into this new year on a high note, Lord, and we're looking to go higher and higher in you. And so, Lord, order our footsteps. We need you to lead, guide, and direct us, especially as we begin our new work weeks and as we begin our new school days, Lord, and as we begin our new journeys, Lord, we need you to order our footsteps, to lead us and to guide us. Thank you for being our shepherd. Thank you for being our strong tower. Your shepherd, you're the shepherd, God, that won't lead us into temptation. But, Lord, your word says that you will deliver us from evil. Thank you for being a deliverer. Thank you for being a strong tower. Thank you for being a protector and a keeper. And I can depend upon you as I begin this new day that you will lead and guide and direct me and take me to the places that I need to go so that I will be successful and that I will be more than an overcomer, that I'll be able to do all things through Christ. And I want to say thank you, God, because I'm just excited about the greater that you have in store for each and every one of us. And because we welcome you, Lord, we just wanted to cry out, we love you, because you are such a magnificent God. There's no one like you, God. You are magnificent in all your ways. And so with gratefulness in my heart, Lord, and with intimacy of God on my mind, I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you that, God, I love you more than anything. I love you, God, because you are such an awesome God, not just because you first loved me, but, God, because you keep on loving me over and over again. And so, Lord, I pray your blessings upon your people this day, that as we begin this day and we march into this day, Lord, that this day be like none other. This is the only January 2nd, 2018 that we will ever experience. And, Lord, to experience to the fullest, Lord. And so, Lord, come the morning, have your way and rain on your people. Shower down on us right now and fill us up, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we may glow and overflow with your glory. We need your glory, God. We need your power. And so we love you.
We magnify you, and we welcome you into this place. Come to more and have your way and fall afresh on your people wherever we may be at today. Lord, I bind sickness on every hand, Lord. I don't want to carry that with us today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So I plead the blood over everyone, oh God, that's under the sound of my voice. Heal, deliver, and set free right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for Pastor Foot, Lord, who was sick, God, in California, Lord. He had been rushed to the hospital on December 31st. Lord, I plead the blood over him that you would clean him up, oh God, and wash him right now. Drive out the ailment and drive out the sickness right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I plead the blood of my father-in-law. Heal, deliver, and set free, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And then I pray for your people everywhere. Bless us today, and we shall be blessed. Keep us today, God, and I have no doubt we shall be kept. Keep us in the heart of your hand and in the center of your will. And I know that no weapon that will be formed against us shall prosper. Thank you for being a mighty God. Thank you for being a prayer-answering God. Thank you for being a delivering God. And thank you for being a God that reigns forevermore. So bless us, Lord, today. Keep us. Please guide and direct us and have your way. And we'll be careful to give you all the glory and all the honor. And all the praise. For it's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus we pray this morning. We say thank God, amen, and amen.